The Bachelor is one of those shows with its many variations, incarnations, that that has captured the hearts and minds of Australians now since its inception. And I think it's fair to say it's one of those shows that that really either gets you from the get-go or you lose interest in it halfway through.
Okay.
And a lot of it's got to do with who your principal person is. Now, I'm a little bit excited about this bloke because he is the full package. He is good-looking.
Yep.
He's smart as a whip. He's charming. And he is emotionally available, if you would believe Osher Ginsberg. He joins us right now, the new Bachelor for 2021, Jimmy Nicholson. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, guys. It's a very nice introduction.
Oh, how are you this morning, mate? Yeah.
Well, actually, can I interrupt? They're actually the words of Osher Ginsberg, mate. Now, we're good mates with Osher, and we've been he's on our show regularly, and over the last, 7 years, we've gotten pretty close.
Yeah.
But he is genuinely effusive about you. I detected a man crush there.
Look, Osher and I, yeah, we got along like a house on fire. He's a lovely bloke. He loves anyone that comes in. If he can see that you're genuine about meeting someone and you're here to meet someone and not just here to kind of, you know, boost up your Instagram following or whatever.
That's right.
He loves that. And so we clicked early on, and he's a great guy. He gave me some great advice, and we've become good mates out of it. So.
Yeah. Do you know what, Jimmy? I hope that for your sake that these girls aren't there just to boost up their Instagram, because that would break my heart for you, because you do seem such a genuine guy. Let's have a chat about the moment that you meet all the girls. So, you know, the introduction thing, you're standing there, they're all jumping out of the limos. Like, what's happening? What's going through your mind? How's the heart feeling as each one of those trot along?
Yeah, it's not a normal thing standing there and meeting 23 potential, you know, future partners on the same night.
So, I call it Tuesday, Jimmy.
All I wanted to do was just try and not be too nervous and try and be myself. So I think the chat with the first few girls that came out would have been, they probably won't even air it because it was so crap, because I was just, you know, but I eased into it. And in the end, I just try to live in the moment, forget all the cameras are there, and just try and start building some connections. So it's nice when they come in different weird, wonderful ways, because it makes it kind of, it sort of takes the pressure off.
Yeah.
It's certainly daunting.
Yeah.
For you, in that moment, meeting these girls, was it love at first sight for one of them?
Look, I'm incredibly happy now, and, L-bomb's being dropped, all that kind of stuff, so I'm super stoked. It's worked out really well for me, and hopefully for both of us. I would say that it was definitely lust at first sight.
Okay. Sure.
You know, the attraction was definitely there. But for us, it was kind of, you know, it built up throughout the season. And then also after, when the cameras are off, that's when you know it's going to work out or not. And we just get along like a house on fire. So,
good.
Yeah, I wouldn't, it might be difficult for people to pick straight off, I think.
Okay.
Can I ask, I mean, what is that first thing? I mean, 23 women getting dropped off in limos, and there's every one of them's got their own little shtick, their own little bit of banter or whatever the setup is for them to make that first impression, because first impressions are huge.
Yeah, that's right.
And quite often, you know, if you make a bad first impression, you've got Buckley's trying to turn that around at some stage. But for you, what is that very first thing that you were looking for in a potential Mrs. Nicholson?
I don't think you can go past a nice smile. So I was looking for someone that was just seemed down to earth. I don't like people who get caught up in the drama and someone who's not a nice person. So I just wanted a nice person who I could have a laugh with, smile. It's like drinking water through a fire hose on the first night. You really, honestly, afterwards, I was just like, what happened? Like, I can't remember who was who. It's like...
Yeah.
That's huge, hey.
Mate, that's very cool. All right, and you're happy now, which is wonderful to hear. We're very excited to hear that. Bottom line, I suppose, for me is the event or the experiment, as they often refer to it, has been successful.
It has. Yeah. And I think everyone needs a love story now with everything that's going on. So at least it's genuine and we're both happy. But also, you know, a love story can be a little bit boring at times, so there was a lot of drama that happened the house, which I didn't know about until afterwards. Some of it I did, but I'm certainly really looking forward to tuning in tonight and seeing what unfolded, because I didn't see afterwards.
I'm so excited to watch it.
Yeah.
It's going to be good fun. Hey, Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. All the best. I know this is going to be a crazy ride for you, so strap on in, mate, and enjoy it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No worries, brother. And we do really look forward to it. We look forward to having you back on the show. And if all else fails, there's always Osher, who's got a mad crush on you. So that's great.
That's right.
Exactly.